Mason Kroger is a senior at Benson High School. She's in the EMT program at OPS's Career Center. Mason says the EMT program teaches students how to be first responders on any scene where there's a person in trouble or sick. She says the EMT program basically shows students what they need to know about the proper ways to lift and move people who are in traumatic dangers. Mason explains they do that largely by practicing with the back half of an ambulance located in the classroom.
One of the major parts of being an EMT is being able to transport your patient. The back part of the ambulance is so that when we do lifting and moving, we have the, I call it a cot, but my teacher once says to call it a gurney. So we have the gurney, and we put our patients on them, and we have to be able to lift it into the squad and take it out of the squad and be able to do all that stuff.
Mason says the class has one life-sized mannequin that weighs about 180 pounds that they can use for practice. But she says he's hard to deal with, especially since his limbs bend easily. So more often than not, the students practice their lifts with each other. Mason says she has a very specific goal when she completes her EMT training. Actually, two goals.
I knew that I was going to try for my EMT this year because I am currently a volunteer firefighter with Irvington Volunteer Fire Department. I decided that I was gonna do it through the Career Center, that way I can get it done before I go to college and get my national registry out of the way and be able to focus on what I'm going towards, which is my nursing degree in being a full-time nurse and then a volunteer firefighter, so.
When Mason finishes the program, she'll have college credit from Creighton. She says in July she'll take the national registry, and when she passes, she'll be certified. Mason says one of the most difficult parts of the program so far has been working with her fellow students because it's just too much fun.
Since we are live people and we are practicing on each other, it's kind of difficult to get the actual scenario down because, I mean, my class, we're goofballs, we like to mess around, so we constantly laugh, we're constantly moving, and we're just like, this is not how it's going to actually happen.
Mason says she finished a ride-along where the team responded to 10 calls and transported 4 patients. She says she thought it was a cool experience and enjoyed helping people who were in trouble.
We can like lift and move, we can give about 6 or 7 drugs, we give nitro, aspirin, EpiPen, oral glucose, and stuff like that. But we can't give any major drugs. That's all paramedic stuff. So I think once I finish college, I'll go and get my paramedic after that.
Her great uncle was a charter member of the Irvington Fire Department, and her dad started volunteer firefighting for that same department when he was 18. So it may not be much of a surprise that at age 13, Mason started the cadet program at the fire department. Mason considers most of the people there to be close family friends. She says the most difficult part of becoming a firefighter has been getting her times down.
You have to get your gear on in under a minute. You have to be able to put your gear and air pack on in under 2 minutes. You have to be able to catch your hydrant in under 2 minutes. You have to be able to walk a hose. You have to be able to climb a ladder. You have to be able to do all these things. And you have to do it without having fear of it. Not saying that if you do have a fear of it, you can't be a firefighter, because I was scared of heights for the longest time, and once I climbed the aerial ladder, which is 85 feet tall, I overcame that fear and I was like, this is great.
When going through a difficult situation, Mason says it's important to open up and communicate as opposed to shutting down.
It's easier to talk about it with someone from either your fire department or someone from a different fire department because they know what you see.
With the OPS Student Spotlight, I'm Cheryl Lee.